So why aren't more people investors? The same reason many people do not start their own businesses. It can be summed up in one word: risk. Many people do not like the idea of handing over their hard-earned money and not having it come back. Many people are so afraid of losing, they choose not to invest or risk their money at all, no matter how much money they could make in return. The fear of losing money seems to divide investors into four broad categories. First, people who are risk-averse and do nothing but play it safe, keeping their money in the bank. Second, people who turn the job of investing over to someone else, such as a financial advisor or mutual fund manager. Third, gamblers, for whom investing is a game of chance. And finally, investors, for whom investing is a game of skill. For the people who turn their money over to someone else to invest, investing is often a game they do not want to learn. The important thing for these individuals is to choose a financial advisor carefully. The good news about investing is that risk can be greatly minimized or even eliminated, and you can still receive high yields on your money if you know the game. It is the fear of losing money that causes most people to seek security. Yet the I, investor quadrant, is not as treacherous as many people think. It has its own skills and mindset. The skills to be successful in the I, investor quadrant, can be learned if you're willing to take the time to learn them. When I was a boy, my rich dad encouraged me to take risks with my money and learn to invest. He would always say, "If you want to get rich, you need to learn how to take risks. Learn to be an investor." At home, I told my educated dad about my rich dad's suggestion that we learn how to invest and learn to manage risk. My educated dad replied, "I don't need to learn how to invest. I have a government pension plan, a pension from the teachers' union, and Social Security benefits guaranteed. Why take risks with my money?" My educated dad believed in industrial-age pension plans, such as government employee pensions and Social Security. He was happy when I signed up for the U.S. Marine Corps. Instead of being worried that I might lose my life in Vietnam, he simply said, "Stay in for 20 years and you'll get a pension and medical benefits for life." Although still in use, such pension plans officially have become obsolete. The idea of a company being financially responsible for your retirement and the government picking up the balance of your retirement needs through pension schemes is an old idea that is no longer viable. People need to become investors. As we move from defined benefit pension plans, or what I call industrial age retirement plans, to defined contribution pension plans, or information age pension plans, the result is that you as an individual must now be financially responsible for yourself. Many people who have spent their lives avoiding financial risks are now being forced to take them. A large majority of these people, the E's, employees, and S's, self-employed, are people who by nature are security-oriented. That is why they seek secure jobs or secure careers or start small businesses they can control. They are migrating today because of the defined contribution retirement plans to the I, investor quadrant, where they hope they will find security for when their working years are over. Unfortunately, the I quadrant is not known for its security. The I quadrant is the quadrant of risk. Because so many people on the left side of the cash flow quadrant come looking for security, the stock market responds in kind. That is why people who seek security use diversification as an investment strategy for not losing. It is not an investment strategy for winning. Successful or rich investors do not diversify. They focus their efforts. Learn to manage risk. It is possible to invest for high returns with low risk. All you have to do is learn how it's done. It is not hard. In fact, it's much like learning how to ride a bike. In the early stages, you may fall down, but after a while, the falling stops and investing becomes second nature, just as riding a bicycle is for most of us. The problem with the left side of the cash flow quadrant is that most people go there to avoid financial risk. Instead of avoiding risk, I recommend learning how to manage financial risk. People who take risks change the world. Too many people have come to depend on government to eliminate the risks of life. The beginning of the information age is the end of big government as we know it. Big government has just become too expensive. Unfortunately, the millions of people around the world that have come to depend upon the idea of entitlements and pensions for life will be left behind financially. The information age means we all need to become more self-sufficient and begin to grow up. The times are changing. My concern in this program is for those individuals who want to make the move from the left side of the quadrant to the right side, but don't know where to start. Anyone can make the move with the right skills and determination. Why people choose security over freedom. The primary reason many people seek job security is because that is what they are taught to seek at home and at school. Because most of us learn little to nothing about money at home or at school, it is only natural that many of us cling even more tightly to the idea of job security instead of reaching for financial freedom. If you analyze the cash flow quadrant, you will notice that the left side is motivated by security and the right side is motivated by freedom.